So really quick, I will ask, what is the significance of the word faith for you?
Yeah, I think for me, faith just means that I have a relationship. I have faith and I believe in God. I believe in a creator of this universe and this world. And I do believe that Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus, a Jewish man, carpenter, was his son, was truly. I believe in the words of scripture. I believe in the Bible. And that relationship informs my life. It informs the narrative of my life. I don't think faith means being perfect. I don't think that faith means being judgmental to other people. For me, faith means drawing people to the love of God through the way that we treat people and the way that we show up in the world. So I try to show up with integrity. I try to show up and be present. And I'm willing to have a dialogue with people when I don't get things right.
I love
Willing
that.
to admit.
Got you. Got you. And what would you say to anyone in this moment? They are watching, they have a dream, they have something that they're moving toward, but they're hitting a hard, it's something's just not flowing the way they want it to. And they're just not, they're starting to lose faith. They're starting to lose faith in themselves and in the dream that God has given them. What would you say to those someone like that?
Yeah, I think it's first of all, like we know that life isn't perfect, and for some people, that things that bumps in the road cause them to lose their faith, and I can completely understand that. But what I would say is sometimes we need to go into a time of quiet meditation and prayer, or even having daily quiet meditation and prayer and alone time. Like I said, I stole away for a period of time because there's so much stimulation out there in the world and there's so many different voices. God is always speaking, but sometimes we can't hear his voice. And I've had that happen to me too. So I would say, one thing we have to ask is what I think I'm supposed to be doing, or that dream or that thing that I want, is it truly from God? That's the first thing. Is it something, did I maybe somehow get some part of it misinterpreted or the way, or is it truly of God? I know that they make this joke, like sometimes a woman or a man will be like, oh, they see this person, they're like, that's my husband, or that's my wife, or that's my maid, or whatever, because God told me so. And the other person will be like, God didn't tell me so. So it's like, is this something from God? And the same can happen for a dream. The number two is that maybe it is from God, but the second question is my timing the same as God's timing? So maybe we thought, oh, this is supposed to pop off in 4 or 5 years. And maybe it wasn't 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. I mentioned earlier that the Clark sisters first, I first started working on the Clark sisters in 2005. The Clark sisters came on TV in 2020. That's 15 years. So in the 15 years, I could have been like, this is it, it's over, I'm not doing that. I was working on other projects and, things like that, but still, I could have thought, this is never going to happen. So is our timing God's timing? And that can be a really hard one because God is eternal and God's interaction with time is different than ours. But we really have to slow ourselves down sometime. And then I think the third thing I would say is if you are in a waiting season or that thing that you thought, if you've passed the first test, which is you're clear that you believe that this dream or this vision came from God. Number two, maybe you're willing to look at, okay, maybe it wasn't 1 year that it was supposed to happen. You're willing to look at, maybe it's not that timing. Then number three is, what growth are you doing? What spiritual growth are you doing? What maturity, whether it's your mental health, do you need to see a counselor or a therapist? Do you have to work on things from the past? How you're showing up for your friends, your loved ones, how you're showing up for your immediate responsibilities, because I do sometimes think though there's a word in the Christian faith called stewardship, which means basically you're given responsibility over something. And so when you have a dream or a vision, God is giving you stewardship over that thing. And yeah. So are you ready for that stewardship?
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture that says faithful in little, faithful in much. So if you have a present job that's paying your bills and you're not showing up on time, or you just always have a stank attitude, stank, you know, or you're always talking about people, mm-hmm. or you just always coming in like down, negative, whatever, as opposed to really just, again, how we show up in the world, maybe you're not ready for that big dream.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
And wow. And I know we have to be sensitive to time, but I just want to say, so that the third thing would be how you're treating what God is giving you now, even if it's that little mustard seed or that smaller thing, how are you showing up? Because I do believe that we say seed, time, and harvest. Plant the seed and water it with the right time, you're going to harvest the fruit or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that thing will come to pass if it's of God, but you also have to be ready. So hopefully patience might be the last word that I'll leave for that.
Yeah.
And continual self-work.
Ugh, that is just perfection right there. Because it's so true. It's so true. Like, because if whatever God is bringing into your life that you see in your mind's eye that you've been dreaming about for so long, if that was given to you, God then goes into the preparation period. There's a preparation period. You got to be ready for it, whether it's, you know, a career as a screenwriter or a marriage or your own business. You still have to learn certain skills and develop certain skills in order to get to the space where you're like, okay, cool, I can take care of this, I can be successful at this. Because I think, like, God always wants us to be successful in whatever endeavor. So I love that. I love that.
God is life and God is love. So wherever God is, it's life producing. So as you mentioned, one last thing that can be important is a prayer that says, you know what, God, this, I'm in a hard place, like what you said. Mm-hmm. And similar to me, if this isn't for me, reshift me, realign me, and show me what really is for me.
Yeah.
Maybe someone misinterpreted what they thought God said, whether it's that marriage, that relationship, that career, that dream, that vision, that business, and to literally lay everything down and say, if this isn't for me, take it away and show me truly where you want me to be and what you want me to do. Because once you are doing and in the zone of what he wants to do, like you mentioned, it's life bearing and you will see fruit, even if it's small when it first starts.
You're absolutely right. Oh my gosh. So how can people get in touch with you? How can people follow you or learn more about you?
I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, and I think Instagram or Facebook might be one of the best places. On Instagram, I'm Camille Tuck with no K. That's my Instagram handle. And I'm also on Twitter as Script Lit Chick. That's my handle on Twitter. But that's how people can follow me in terms of what I'm doing. I do post about different new projects. I have a new script now that I'm working on, something in the oven.
You have a new script coming? What's going on? Yeah. I'm excited.
I have a new script that I'm shopping. So keep your eyes and ears open. And in the new year, let's see what's in store.
Oh, now you know I'm excited. I am very excited about that. I'm so happy that you took the time to come on the show. I'm so happy that you share so much wisdom. And I love for people to see someone who is in a place of success, who's seen, you know, done some things, have projects out there. They're in a place where you're like, man, it must have been easy for them. A lot of times you think like that when you're like, oh, it must have been pretty easy for you to get to where you've gotten to. And you're like, wait a minute, no, I've had my challenges. So I always want people to see the real and not just see, oh, well, they got something on TV. So, you know, life is just automatically better, and I can't, you know, they didn't have to go through some things. Everybody's gone through some trials and tribulations, and I want people to see it, but to know that they can overcome and to know that there are particular things that they can do in order for them to have a level of success. So I appreciate you. I'm excited for your new project. And yeah, I thank you so much.
Thank you, sis. It was really good to be here. And I wish you the best. I love what you're doing with this show. And you are an amazing, amazing woman, amazing beam of light. And I wish you the continued success with this show and all of your other endeavors.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.